If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
A Billy. Powerball jackpot has risen to an estimated $1 billion after nobody got the lucky grand prize winning tickets in Wednesday night's drawing. So again, Powerball, $1 billion, Saturday night. It doesn't usually get to a billion, but here we are, $1 billion. Over to college football. Big team, University of Michigan, go blue. Their coach, gone. Sharon Moore's week took a dramatic turn in the last 24 hours. Early on Wednesday, University of Michigan abruptly fired Coach Moore, who had been the Wolverines' head football coach. See, what had happened was there was an internal investigation found credible evidence that he was engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member, serious violation of the university policy. His wife not going to be thrilled about that. His dismissal was immediate and for cause, meaning Michigan is not obligated to pay out the remainder of his contract, which a lot of times when a college gets rid of a coach, you got to go and here's $33 million or whatever. That's been a big story in the last year or two of coaching. That's happened a lot. Anyhow, not the situation here. Story doesn't end there. Later in the afternoon yesterday, local police in Saline, Michigan, responded to a report of an alleged assault near Ann Arbor. I lived there as a kid. And took a suspect into custody. That person was turned over to the police department, booked into the Washtenaw County Jail that evening, pending review by the prosecutors. Officials did not publicly name the former head coach of the Wolverines in the statement. They declined to release details because the investigation is ongoing. By nightfall, it was clear that Moore had been jailed hours after his firing. Charges and circumstances remain under investigation. It's believed, and I don't know if it's official, but I believe whatever he was arrested at involved some sort of conflict between him and the staff member that maybe he had the alleged inappropriate relationship with. So that being said, if you're a football coach looking for a new gig, Michigan. The sequence of events marks a sharp fall for the 39-year-old coach who had led Michigan for two seasons, compiled a solid record. They're about to do the Citrus Bowl, and they're in need of a head coach, so someone will slide in the interim. There it is. Jelly Roll is in the news. He was greeted by one of the highest honors in country music, an invitation to join the Grand Ole Opry. That is the old-timey Nashville stage that has defined artists for generations. Surprise came when he was on the Rogan podcast. Mid-conversation, Joe Rogan plays a message from country veteran Craig Morgan. And the message is that you're being invited into the Grand Ole Opry.
I realized that in addiction, that in addiction, the family will kind of cater to the addict. It's nature. You know, like if somebody in your family was a drug addict, you would help with their kids, or you would feel a need to help in their absence. It's what we do as a family. It's human nature.
He was in the middle of talking about that. They play the message from Craig Morgan saying, "You're now a member of the Grand Ole Opry." He's in tears. Did not see it coming. For Jelly Roll, the Opry invitation marked a full circle moment. He first performed on the Opry stage years earlier, and the honor now signals his place among the genre's respected voices as he prepares for the formal induction into the classic institution. So he also talks about Craig Morgan being sort of the guy that got him through his time behind bars. So sweet full circle moment for Jelly Roll, who almost looks like a whole new guy when you see him. Like,
really
who's that
does.
Guy?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Jelly Roll? You kind of look like him, but he has transformed himself. Pretty cool. That's it for your news and views. Time right now, 6:24. News this morning is brought to you by Bricks and Minifigs in the Buffalo South Towns. That's where you can buy, sell, and trade Lego sets, bulk bricks, and minifigs.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.